Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As we kick off another live Saturday edition of the show. Freshly in from New York City.
New York.
Hit a rope.
It's, well, not me, but you guys. I'm Ian. And tonight,
this is the captain.
And this is Mark Edge.
Welcome back, Mark, to the main studio.
Yeah, what year is this, Ben?
Right. I'm not sure. 2022, I think this is the first episode this year. And I think it's been more than a year since Ian and I have been on the air together in the same studio.
I would refer to this as Free Talk Live Classic, plus me.
I think that's true, because we were given permission by my federal masters to be able to speak again after, I don't know, 9 months or 8 months or something of that being unable to happen due to the bail conditions in the Crypto 6 case. For those just tuning in, our studios were raided in March of 2021. And I subsequently spent a couple months in jail. Our other co-host, Nobody, spent 6 months behind bars. I was able to speak with him before I was able to speak
illegally,
with you.
From what we can tell. Illegally, we can tell.
Yeah,
by the way, no one pays for that. There's nothing about that. Just time served.
Yeah. But I was able to speak with him before I was able to speak with you, Mark.
That's
just based
correct.
On the way motions got filed and approvals got made. And
stupid stuff.
But you've been traveling around doing various different visits to Honduras and other places looking for the freest place on the planet.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Well, you can't do that because I'm under federal bail conditions, so I'll be staying right here.
I think he's referring to the audience as you in this particular case.
But you have been out and about, and so while we've had interactions on the air, you've called into the show.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think you've been back in the studio with me to do a show, so welcome back.
Thank you.
Why were we in New York, Ian?
Well, you guys were at the Talkers Conference that is put on by Talkers Magazine.
It used to be called the New Media Conference. They were trying to sort of brand it as something more than talk radio, and there's certainly a lot of podcasters at this event.
Yeah, and then they just changed it. I think it's just called Talkers.
Just Talkers,
now.
And I think that, you know, just Talkers 2022.
Well, they figured they did it for enough years calling it new media. How long can you get away with calling a thing new?
Right,
for, how many years?
New York.
Isn't podcast new media, though?
It's almost new? 20 years old now.
Okay.
Streaming's even older than podcasts. Podcasts started in 2005. So we're not quite to 20 years on that technology, but it's coming.
But really, the term podcast just refers to an audio file.
No, the term podcast actually refers to, if you want to get technical,
a person that liked audio,
an RSS feed that has links to audio files, and that allows the person who has what's called a podcast catcher or a client to be able to subscribe to a show that they previously would have to go and fetch. They'd have to go every day to download the show of their favorite show.
Right. So basically, if you recorded some sort of talking, I guess, is generally how podcasts are, onto an MP3. That in and of itself is the podcast, the content of the podcast. The method in which you receive that is what you're describing.
That is the podcast.
Right. I had a long, pedantic conversation with a gentleman at the Talkers 2022
about
this very thing. Is the podcast didn't exist until RSS feeds existed.
That's correct.
Because I sort of made the claim that Free Talk Live had podcasts before podcasts were a thing.
Right.
And to his mind, podcasts couldn't be a thing until podcasts were a thing because a thing
technology
can't exist until it's not. And he's
the word
correct.
The word has started to be used to simply describe a show. I mean, that's... But that's not technically what the definition
is. Right. A podcast is the RSS feed that fetches the MP3.
In the same way that Bitcoin is not all cryptocurrencies.
Right.
But it is frequently used to
or a digital currency. The government's going to make its own Bitcoin. right? They'll say something like that.
Digital currency, yeah.
Right. But the government already has a digital currency. What is the functional difference between the Federal Reserve's cryptocurrency or China's, which I believe they've already rolled
out? They're working on, yeah.
What do they call that? Central bank digital
currency. Central bank digital currency,
right.
Yeah.
The Chinese central bank digital renminbi, or whatever they're calling it. What is the difference between that and what the yuan has been up to this point already?
Which that's an excellent question.
I don't know.
I can clear that up for you.
Good. Can you? Okay, because I'm just going to take a stab and
say that
it can interact with cryptocurrency.
Nope, not necessarily.
Okay, because I was under the impression that it was more like a stable coin than what the currency currently is.
No, a stable coin would be the typical definition of a stable coin is something that is not issued by the government,
right,
but is backed by something issued by the government. So it is a cryptocurrency token that supposedly somewhere there's a dollar. So it might be if it's a dollar stable coin, then supposedly the company that issues it has a dollar to back that somewhere in a safe somewhere. Or if it's an ounce of gold, then they have an ounce of gold sitting in a
safe. But that dollar could be backed by a bond.
It could.
That is denominated in dollars.
It
so, for
be.
Instance, you could have $1 million backing Ian Coin, but that $1 million is in a bond, which presumably is liquid enough that you can,
maybe,
within a couple
There's
of days.
There's a lot of real questionable things out there with the world of stablecoins.
Right.
But to get back to the original question about what is a central bank digital currency, and how is it different from, let's say, the digital money in your credit card or the digital dollars in your bank account, right?
Right. Right.
Those are
digital.
Those are digital. Most of the money out there, quote-unquote, in the United States, isn't physical paper.
Right.
It's digital. So
well,
what's the
at
difference?
This point, we don't even know what any of that stuff... To stop you before you to go on here, is they stopped reporting M3, as I recall it. This is Money 3. M3, back in 2004, they stopped reporting M1 and M2 probably 3 years ago during the Trump administration. So at this point... Now, there is also an M0, which is the actual denomination of bills and coins, which is interesting because the Federal Reserve issues bills, the mint issues coins.
Yeah.
So on one hand, you have government money. On the other hand, you have
private bankers,
private bank money, and they should cancel each other out because the government borrows money from the bank, so the coin should cancel the... Right? I mean, like, nobody knows how much money there is, the idea. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just want to point out real quick that to our listeners that might find all this confusing, it's all based around the fact that there is not enough physical dollars to equate the number of dollars that are passed around between individuals, banks, and financial
institutions. And what would be the point of it being a physical dollar, since a physical dollar is just paper anyway? It's not backed by anything. You know, it used to be that a silver certificate said redeemable for 1 ounce of silver, and you could go get yourself a nice, shiny Eisenhower, silver dollar.
Right. That's, of course, how the how currency became, was it used to be backed by something.
Yes.
They got rid of that. So to answer the question of what's the difference between this proposed central bank digital currency that they're working on in China, I believe the Bahamas is working on one. There's a few different countries around the world that are close to releasing these things. The U.S. government has not yet said for sure they're going to move forward with it, or the Federal Reserve. But the basic difference would be the central bank digital currency cuts out the private banks, with the exception of the Federal Reserve. So the Banks of America, the J.P. Morgan, all these other bankers would be completely cut out of the equation from the central bank digital currency, which is why the big bankers are actually against the central bank digital currency. So it would allow individuals, at least as proposed, and there's different potential models for it, it would allow the Federal Reserve essentially to open up accounts for everybody with a social security number.
Ah.
And then it would allow total monitoring, total control, because they have a lot of ability to monitor bank accounts, right?
Sure.
But they usually have to go to the bank and ask them to pull the records.
Their franchises as opposed to, you know, the direct home stores.
Right. So this would be total direct monitoring of every American's monetary purchases and, you know, inflows, outflows, and all that.
Yeah.
It also would allow them to easily issue welfare payments without having to go through an EBT card or whatever bank account, issuing a check, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, like, imagine the $1,200 checks that people got at the very beginning of COVID. So instead of having to send out a bunch of checks, they would just...
That sounds superior.
Poof. There it is in your central bank digital currency wallet.
When I think about, you know, 2008 bank crisis and too big to fail, I would certainly have rather seen all the money that was created at that time and the time, you know, all the money in the last 3 years go to American people rather than to big international banks.
Well, don't worry. The big international banks are probably not going to go anywhere because they have a lot of influence.
Parasites are resilient.
Yeah. And so if we do see a CBDC in the United States, it will likely be just part of a new three-tier system, basically. They're going to keep cash around for a while and keep the bankers in.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
here. The number is 603-283-6160. Live Saturday show. That's 603-283-6160. So happy that we have some more Truth Smacks here in the studio, thanks to Suzanne, the former English teacher and longtime truth seeker, who recently started her own trail mix brand. She's making it, bagging it, and sealing it herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. And I understand she's coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival
to sell some Truth Smacks.
And nice. I suspect that she will, because they're excellent trail mix, and they're made with all raw, unadulterated ingredients. You don't get any artificial crap here with Truth Smacks. It's food as nature intended, and I think that alone would go over really well at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Yeah. Plus, every bag of Truth Smacks is basically an outreach project. It's an outreach tool because it's got, I don't know, 6 to 12, depending on the size of the bag, quotes on the back, very freedom-oriented, infamous or famous quotes that might just motivate some people who are not already on board with the ideas of freedom to check it out.
Great thing to give your hiking friends. But frankly, I mean, I can't say I've taken the Truth Smacks on a hike.
I'm eating it around the house.
I'm just eating it around the house. And they're delicious.
Yeah.
That spearmint, the peppermint variety that they have, I think is really special. I really enjoy it.
It's controversial.
Yep.
I'll say
some
that.
Some hosts like it, some hosts don't.
Yep. But everybody loves the original.
It is. Well,
hands down.
Agreed. But I kind of feel like the thing that separates the original from other snacks is that it's all natural.
Yep.
And it's particularly tasty. It's got a lot of chocolate in it, I think.
I love it. Yeah.
The peppermint, though, I've never had anything like it in my life.
I'm pretty sure it's the same mix, just with peppermint oil on it.
But I've never had anything like it in my life.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Truthsmacks.com/shop. It is a great way to smack your friends and family with the truth in a loving way. It's truthsmacks.com/shop. They are spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. You don't need to wait till Porkfest. You can get them right now at truthsmacks.com/shop. There's two sizes, by the way, and the two different flavors. So check that out. As we go, we've got your calls, of course. If you want to make them, you can bring up anything at 603-283-6160. I was going to talk about the protests that are going on all across the United States, apparently, today. But we ended up getting sidetracked into discussing the central bank digital currency and what it is that will separate the digital currency, the central bank digital currency, from the existing forms of digital dollars today. And the again, the short answer to that is total control.
Right, and that's the thing that we hadn't gotten to yet was the potential for evil in this.
That is the intention.
I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. It was maybe 20 years ago or so, where the powers that be, right, the government, if you will, cut off a person's everything, their bank account, their ID, all that kind of stuff. I think it was a female lead in that movie. I can't remember the name of the movie, but that's the type of horrible things that are possible with a central bank digital currency. Government would have total control over your financial life by forcing everyone to transact in this particular form of the dollar instead of the current form, or even cryptocurrency for that matter, which I don't know if they can stop. The only question that I have still is I'm not sure how they can eliminate cash.
They will probably not. And the strongest argument that was brought up about this is that you still need to have the politicians are still going to want to take payments.
Right. I still haven't got a real answer to that.
I don't think there's a proposal yet to get rid of cash. I think eventually they want to try to figure out how to do that. But as long as politicians are on the take, they're going to want a briefcase full of cash. They're not going to want anything that's traceable.
Right.
The politicians have been on the take through banks for some time. I agree with you that that might be one of the reasons that you might retain it. But I'm skeptical. They're going to find, graft and corruption finds its way around.
True.
And politicians are experts at this. I think that, central banks have wanted this kind of control long enough that it's coming. By the way, this is just for those that don't know, this is the definition of the number of the beast. So in Revelations, they talk about a number that's going to be on your hand or your forehead that's going to allow you to transact, allow you to do business, and without it, you won't be. So it's not like this idea is new.
No.
This is it. This is effectively what you're being warned about 2,000 years ago? And will it be used? Will the number of the beast be used for good, ladies and gentlemen? That's what I want to know.
I don't think so.
It also strikes a chord, a harmony, if you will, with all of the points of Brave New World, because it will literally create an underground class of human beings. There will be people who will live outside of this central bank currency system, and they will be outside of everything that you consider normal today, healthcare, finance, you know, property ownership.
They're already pushing people out of healthcare with all the mask nonsense.
Right, and also mandatory, you must have insurance and all that kind of stuff. So.
But they already push people out of the banking system currently.
Sure.
I mean, those people live marginal lives, and then they have to try to solve the problem that they created with their banking system. I mean, but, you know, you bounce one check at 18 years old, and you're gonna have a lot of problems for the next 2 years trying to figure out how to get your banking situation sorted out these days. Now, I've bounced a lot of checks in my life. Just because I'm a bad money manager. I just bounce checks. You don't. I know you don't.
I bet you most 18-year-olds have never even written a check.
That's probably accurate. In fact, I was done writing checks when I moved to New Hampshire. I had to get a checkbook so I could pay my water and sewer bill when I bought my house, because they didn't accept
credit cards.
They only accept MasterCard. They won't take MasterCard and American Express, but they won't take
you got to pay the extra fee, too, if you want to use a card with government.
But also they had the mask mandates and the lockdown and everything, and I didn't want to go deal with government bureaucrats in person and be forced to have to do anything. So instead of showing up in person to pay it, I just got some checks, and now once every quarter I write a frickin' check.
How do people get overdrawn on their accounts now? I don't know this. I don't know the answer to this.
I think that some banks, they issue debit cards, right?
Yeah, sure.
And some banks will cover up to $100 negative, basically, or something like that. Each bank has its own policies on that. Like, you're good for $100, but they still hit you with a fee.
Okay.
Right? So that's
the whole point, right?
Yeah.
You know.
So any kind of overdrawing or any kind of debiting, right? So any automatic debit for your power bill or something like that, again, that would bring you into the negative if you aren't good with money and you don't have the money in the account.
Sure.
Did we clarify the CBDC is good enough? Are we good on that?
I think so.
All right. It's going to be something that is going to keep coming up, by the way, because they're in the
central
process
bank
of talking
digital
about
currency.
It. Yeah, the central bank digital currencies, they are in the process of planning this thing. They released earlier this year a lengthy report. You know, they already had MIT come up with the software that, you know, the potential, here's the demo, here's how it could work, that kind of thing. So basically, they're just arguing with the big banks over what sort of form this should take if it is approved.
Yep, and they're already doing this basically in China. They have a app which you do all your payments on. So it's effectively a banking app that you do all your chatting on. It's effectively Twitter and Facebook. And you, you get a social credit score. You get everything through this app, WeChat. And it's terrifying that might be coming to America. But, of course, authoritarian organizations like authoritarian ideas.
There's more coming up here. Coming up, the big, big protest. Thousands of people in the streets in D.C. and across the United States, and apparently as many as 400 cities today, in favor of gun control.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, telling Sky News that Russia is using whatever they could get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with, so they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. It's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers are likely launching heavy missiles in Ukraine that were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Inflation got worse, not better last month, hitting a high not seen since 1981. That caused Wall Street to close down at the end of the week, marking another losing week. This is USA Radio News. The nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas topped $5 overnight Saturday, according to AAA. That's 19 cents higher than last week and $1.93 higher from this time a year ago. Some places are paying well above $5 a gallon. The highest average for a gallon of gas is in California at $6.43 a gallon. In Mississippi, they have the lowest at $4.52 a gallon. After that, inflation hitting its highest levels in four decades, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says consumer prices have surged 8.6% last month. The cost of groceries up nearly 12%, rent also up by 5.5%. President Biden blaming Russia and its war against Ukraine.
But we've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Economic experts also pointing to money from COVID stimuluses, as well as the Fed for not acting sooner to control inflation. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
The Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is also here.
And Mark.
Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We were just talking about central bank digital currencies. And, of course, that is the government's so-called answer to the new digital world currency. They're going to try to pretend like it is, even though Bitcoin, of course, is decentralized.
Oh, you like digital money? We've got digital money for you.
Yeah.
We've had digital money for years.
There's going to be some key differences between things like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and the government monies. And you can go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and start learning about what are those differences. Why is the technology behind Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, why is it so special? What makes it worth learning about? They'll give you some of that those details over there at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page and begin your odyssey into the world of cryptocurrency. Plus, you can get the latest news headlines any old time you want to over at news.bitcoin.com. So the big news, I think, right now as far as what's happening today in D.C. and in cities all across the United States, according to the mainstream media reports, and there's a photograph here with people as far as the eye can see in this photo at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., in front of the Washington Monument.
Are they wearing hats?
I'm told
to look for the hats. They might mean something.
Actually, no. Okay. No, they've got shirts on, though, and t-shirts. Lots of signs. The t-shirts say, March for Our Lives. And this group apparently was formed in Parkland after the Parkland shooting in, I think it was 2017. That's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So thousands of people rallied today in a renewed push for gun control measures after a recent mass shootings, which we've talked about here, of course, Uvalde, Texas, at the elementary school, and then Buffalo at the grocery store.
Any of the measures that are on the table for being approved have done anything to prevent the shootings as they occurred?
Well, no, of course not, because you can't stop a psychopath from doing horrifying
things. It's already illegal to, you know, grab a gun and go shoot people wherever they may be. The overlooked thing by the majority of the public, of course, is that the government is creating sitting ducks by creating gun-free zones. And so anytime you have a whole bunch of sitting ducks, that's going to be very appealing to evil people.
But I'll play devil's advocate for your question, okay, Mark, and I'll say, well, in this case, the man that did the shooting in Uvalde was 18 years old, and okay, one of the proposals on the table that has already passed the U.S. House, now being debated in the Senate or whatever, is to raise the age of purchase of rifles from 18 to 21.
Did the man who had the rifle in Uvalde, Texas, purchase it?
I think he did.
Okay.
I believe he had two rifles in that case.
Okay.
In fact, that was what was, for some people, unbelievable. They were shocked that an 18-year-old could have saved enough money to buy two guns. Like, that's not that much. I mean, it's a few $1,000s, right? But if you've got...
Not even. It depends on the type of rifle. I mean...
I think it was the M14 styles, but I could be wrong.
They have Bushmaster. I mean...
Does this proposal to raise the age of firearms apply to both police and military?
No, of course not.
Well, then it seems inconsistent to me.
Well, they will make an exception, obviously, for government agents. I mean, they want their
shooting
guys
people
to have
in
guns.
The government's name.
Yes,
And so, indeed they will. Also, the one of the things that concerns me is that why would we want homogeneity in governance? Right? Like, wouldn't you want a bunch of different experiments to see what works best?
Yes.
That's what I would want. And therefore, in my opinion, if you think that your life will be better in a place where they don't have guns or the guns are illegal and that sort of thing, go there.
Sure.
Now, I'm not telling you to leave America. I'm not trying to give that flippant response. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is the most empowering thing that I can come up with is you should have the government that you want. And if you want a government that has already taken people's guns away, by God, it's out there. Almost all of them.
Move to San Francisco.
Well,
maybe
I mean,
Chicago.
Even inside the United States you can do it, but yeah. You know, they still have shootings inside the U.S. It's really difficult to manage 600 million guns in the hands of 300 million people.
And
if I don't want government, can I have that as well?
Should
I, according to your statement?
You can get close in so much as you could pick the, say, top five freedoms that you want and find a place that had those top five freedoms.
Sure.
But you probably, if you're like, I'm a non-stamp collector, like I must have no government in order to. Yeah, actually, you can. You can have no government by buying a sailboat and going out 14 miles.
I'm just saying in your, you're saying that people should get the government that they want.
Yeah.
If a guy wants none, he should get it, right?
You should, in my opinion.
I agree with your statement about there should be a whole bunch of experiments, if you will, or a whole bunch of and decentralize these things, right, down to the individual level, right, to where, hey, you know what, if you don't want to have any guns, Mark, that's cool. I respect that. But you must also respect that I'm going to have a gun.
That's true in America, but, I mean, you can go to Great Britain, and they've taken care of almost all of the gun crime in Great Britain. Now people stab each other. They're trying to get rid of the pointy pieces of metal.
If you exclude government gun crime,
I doubt that they're probably not killing that many people in.
Certainly ally with all of the sure. With the U.S. for example,
but not in Great Britain.
And they certainly do own guns and bombs and tanks and planes and all of the implements of destruction that any other government owns.
Well, I have implements of destruction at my house too. I don't use them on people, so it's not bad to have them.
You got F-15s.
I do not have an F-15.
Missiles.
I don't know if the British government would be caught dead with an F-15. I'd have to check on that. They probably have their own little, British
Marines. I'm just saying, don't forget that governments are the largest killers and the most heavily armed entities on the planet.
Sure. And I agree. But I just think that if you're going to travel all the way to Washington to go on a march, keep traveling. Because, you can leave and go to some place where you can get what you want.
Just stay in D.C. I'm pretty sure the guns are highly restricted there.
Yeah. To me, it seems really disempowered to go and beg politicians to do what you want over and over and over and over again when you can go someplace and get closer to what you want.
Yeah.
And
more people should do that. More people should take that advice from Mark and just split up. In fact, there's been a lot of talk about national divorce recently, and I think we're going to hear even more of it, especially if people like this actually start to gain more traction. We start to see even more restrictions coming from the federal government. You may start to see more people taking the idea of peaceful secession seriously. And that is really the best solution here. Not only should you move, as Mark is saying, migrate for more or less freedom, depending on what you're looking for. There are places that are more apt to what you're searching for. But then you should also ask those places, those politicians in those places or whatever, to say goodbye to the federal government and start talking about secession as something that is a realistic possibility. I know, Mark, you don't believe that it is.
I don't think it's I think it's more and less realistic for different geopolitical designations. I think once you're talking about the United States, it starts getting less likely. But if you were talking about Palau, for instance, they did.
Where's
Philippines.
That?
Oh, you don't know about this?
No,
you're a secession expert and you don't know that places have left the United States?
Never said
and
I was
been
an expert.
Devastated financially?
Palau's a U.S. territory?
It was at one point part of the trust territory during from World War II. So if you're talking about, say, the Northern Mariana Islands, mm-hmm. or you're talking about U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, these places could successfully pull off a secession. It would be devastating financially for them to do so.
Why?
But they could, because they wouldn't, because they don't generate the kind of money that they take in federal aid.
So they're welfare states.
Sure.
Yeah.
So are many of the states in the United States.
Not New Hampshire. The number here is 603-283-6160. I believe New Hampshire is what's called a donor state, meaning that more tax money comes out of the people of New Hampshire than comes back to the government.
The United States isn't going to let states secede that it goes to another state like Maine.
There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts on.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. And as always, you can join us. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And thank you to AC, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via our AMPS Patreon. You can join it over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. AC's doing silver level, which means that he is sending over $5 a month to support what we do here, to advertise, market, promote, and support. That's what AMPS stands for. You can join it with your debit card, your credit card, or your PayPal account over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thanks, AC.
Yeah, for those that aren't used to hearing my voice, I am one of the founding members here of Free Talk Live. Basically two, right? Ian, how do you count that?
Yeah. Sounds fine.
Basically, it's two founding hosts of Free Talk Live. And yesterday, the captain and I were down in Long Island near New York City, and I received the most prestigious award in radio, the Freedom of Speech Award, and I just wanted to let everyone know.
You deserved it.
You did receive it. However,
you even gave a speech, I heard.
I did give a speech that you wrote.
And there's video of it, too, which is coming soon.
Because it has your name on it, Ian. I'm so proud of you for receiving this award. I really am. So this is the most prestigious award in radio. It's called the Freedom of Speech Award. And in my opinion, for as long as they've had this thing, I remember whispering
30-something years.
I remember whispering to you that they were giving this thing out. I think they were giving it to Robin Quivers, who was receiving it for Howard Stern the first time. And I said, that should be for you. And finally, finally, you have received the Freedom of Speech Award, and I think that it is, I think it's just great.
And everybody to a person, mind you, I've never been to one of these. I know you guys go every year or whatever. Yeah. I've never been to one of these. It said Free Talk Live on my name tag, so people kind of got the idea that I was associated with y'all. And everybody was like, I wish Ian could be here. Say hi to Ian. You know, all this kind of stuff. Like, all of the sentiment was there from almost everybody to a person.
And I mean, just how many people remarked, man, this award was made for Ian, and that he got it.
And almost everybody, too, that Mark introduced me to, or anybody who is aware of your situation, they think it's BS.
Yep.
So, there were people who were like, I can't believe he can't be here because of this BS.
Right. That's basically, Ian's speech is so dangerous that the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the U.S. Attorneys of New Hampshire, and apparently one federal judge, am I wrong on that one or not, Ian?
What do you mean?
Is that they couldn't handle the idea of you going. These people couldn't handle
the judge.
Not the judge?
Was never asked.
Okay. So, forgive me.
Yeah.
The FBI and the U.S. Attorney just can't put up with the idea of you going and receiving the Freedom of Speech Award.
No, there are violent criminals that actually have lesser bail restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By far.
Yeah. Because the violent criminals aren't a threat to the state and its banker masters.
That's the truth. But you went, and thank you for that, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the speech went over with the crowd, because it was...
They were really excited about it.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of taking them to task with the
content. Your speech was intended to scold some,
yeah.
And I think it did scold some,
yeah.
But it got applause at the end of it, and it was short, okay, which is great. What everybody wants.
That's
speeches.
What I wanted. Whenever I get the chance to speak at Talkers, which has only been on a rare occasion over the years, I always like to keep it shorter than whatever the allotted time is. And I think I cut this one to 3-ish minutes, basically. So.
Right. And then I had about probably a minute on top of that.
Yeah. The thing you don't want to do at these conferences is be the drunk guy who gets up in front of the crowd and just rambles on and on. It hasn't happened in a few years.
No.
Al Franken, I think, was the most notorious.
Yeah.
For just going on and not even realizing that everyone's checking their watch and like, all right, man, you done yet?
Yeah, there was one of those.
You can talk.
He wasn't drunk, but there was one of those.
This year?
Let me tell you about me.
Just drunk on himself.
Let me tell you about me.
There was a very, very frightening thing that I heard at the Talkers Convention.
Is this the Bill O'Reilly thing?
Yeah, he... speaking of gun control and the protests and that kind of thing.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, that guy. That's the guy. So he was a guest, and he got on stage, and he exclaimed that the solution to the gun violence problem in the United States of America is to federalize all gun crime.
Oh, boy.
So that, guy walks into wherever with a gun and shoots some people, it's automatically a federal crime, right? Instead of being treated on a state-by-state cases, and I was just like...
Are the state police doing such a bad job conducting investigations into gun crime that somehow we need to bring in the fibbies?
I don't think so.
Would we just hire all of the state cops to the federal level? Because almost every crime at this point is almost all violent crimes or gun crimes.
His argument was supported by, I know more than you do because I'm educated, and like he flaunted some sort of degree that he has or whatever, and that kind of a thing. And so I know more than you, so I say this is the solution.
Well, the worst statists tend to be the educated ones.
I kind of got sick to my stomach a little bit watching and listening to that. I was just like, ugh.
I was out talking to some friends. He's nicer.
So, thanks for going to that, guys. Again, that was the Talkers Conference, and hopefully I'll get to go next year. That'd be nice.
That'd be great.
603-283-6160. The written speech is over at freetalklive.com. You can read that there, and then once we have the video, I'll post that there for
you. You have the video. You just have to get it.
Once it's ready. And,
the file itself is only like 8 minutes, so I imagine it'll be
easy
quick. Watch.
All right, so 603-283-6160. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Oh, Freedom of Speech Award. That might explain why I didn't hold 90 minutes to have my call die on hold today. Yay!
Okay, are you calling for some reason? Go ahead.
David needs these freedom of speech awards.
Listen to Mr. Freedom of Speech. Yes, I am calling for a reason. Right, first of all, I want to expose. Hello.
You're right here.
Jesus, that would be funny.
Hello.
You're here. Jesus.
Hello.
All right, one more, and then you're going to be gone.
You keep talking over me, Mr. Freedom of Speech. So I want to expose government, and before I do that, let me answer your question. I don't agree with Bill O'Reilly, but Bill O'Reilly's reason for having the feds enforce gun crimes is because they have mandatory minimums for gun crimes. That's why, compared to like the state of New Mexico, where you can do gun crimes and literally get released on your own recognizance same day. So that's why, thank you. Oh, by the way, the DA that does that releases gun crime people same day on their own recognizance is Raul Torres, the guy that wanted to put me in prison for calling radio stations in the state of New Mexico, you know, like KKOB and KUNM. Oh, KUNM, a public university radio station. I guess they'll never be getting a Freedom of Speech Award. I doubt any radio station in the state of New Mexico will get a Freedom of Speech Award. So back to exposing government, like judges. Judges are government, right? So we got a judge named Tommy Jewell. Tommy Jewell, I believe you looked him up a while ago when I mentioned him, Ian. A ninth degree black belt, a black guy with a black belt, and probably some Argyle socks. Anyway, Tommy Jewell was the presiding judge of the Children's Court in the Second Judicial District, and so was M. Monica Zamora, and so was John J. Romero Jr. See any incest or nepotism there? And Captain can supply the word of the two words combined. I forgot the name of that.
Nepocestuous.
Yeah, there you go. Nepocestuous.
Just for listeners that don't know, you're referring to judges that have basically trafficked your children. They took your kids from you.
They didn't basically traffic my children. Let me go on the record with this. Judge Angela Jewell and M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero Jr. absolutely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, trafficked my children because I proved it in their own state of New Mexico, New Mexico Court of Appeals, with a unanimous three-judge decision, Wexler, Bustamante, and Kennedy. Hi, Rod.
And then they gave you your kids back and $200,000 for all the time, right?
No, they gave me nothing. I've never seen them again, even though Judge Roderick Kennedy wrote in his own hand, we're reversing M. Monica Zamora because she broke the law, and we're remanding this back to Judge John J. Romero.
And how many years ago was that remand?
That was like, I don't know, 12, who's counting, 12 yeah. years, 11 years.
It's rough, man. Thank you for the call tonight.
Judge Jewell sounds like a real gem.
I'm sure he's not the only one that they're doing this.
I want to know what David does, because I've been around musicians, singers specifically in this case. I want to know what David does to condition his voice.
Warm up?
Yeah, because I just picture him with his cell phone in hand about 3 feet away from his face. Okay, here's what I'm talking about today. Just yelling at the phone. I want to know what his warm up fruit is. It lemon? Is it tea? Honey?
The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. But yeah, the family courts suck, and a lot of people have been just have their freedoms and their families destroyed by that system. There's more coming up here. You can join us. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.